American Cattle News. How important are EPDs in bull selection? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Selecting bulls for the herd is becoming more and more scientific. Dr. Blaine Johnson is with the Texas Tech Veterinary School. Talks about EPDs.
Expected progeny differences. And this can be really kind of overbearing at times because there's a lot of numbers that are going to be thrown in front of you from an EPD standpoint for individual bulls. And trying to determine which EPDs that you need to match for your herd kind of align with what target you're going for. So if we're looking for bulls that are going to produce replacement heifers for our herd, we need to probably target some more maternal traits, those being Cavanese maternal, scrotal size, and frame scores, and milking abilities out of the bull's genetics. And if we're looking for more of a terminal sire, then we need to think about our growth traits. And those would be our yearling weights, our weaning weights, our dollars of beef produced on some of our EPDs that get populated. There's a lot of different indexes and numbers out there, and thankfully a lot of these catalogs will have a breakdown of what all these EPDs mean and what are the traits that go into it. So if you ever get into a point where you're not sure on something, you can either contact your veterinarian, your local extension officer, or you can contact the producer, as they have a pretty good understanding of what a lot of these EPDs are for, and they can hopefully target a bull that might meet your needs. And I would say it's a lot to think about, but it's good to start thinking about it earlier, because you never want to get to a point where you need a bull and you can't find one, because that's not a good situation to be in.
American Cattle News.